signals John Peel.
She hides in an attic concealed on a shelf. Behind volumes of literature based on herself. And runs across the pages like some tiny elf, knowing that it's hard to find stuff way back in her mind. Winds up spending all of her time trying to memorize every line. Sweet Lorraine, ah, sweet Lorraine. Sweet lady of death, want me to die. So she can come sit by my bedside and sigh. And wipe away the tears from all my friends' eyes. Then softly she will explain just exactly who was to blame for causing me to go insane and finally blow out my brain. Sweet Lorraine, ah, sweet Lorraine. Well, you know that it's a shame and a pity you were raised up in the city and you never learned nothing about country ways. How about country ways? The joy of life, she dresses in black. With celestial secrets engraved in her back. And her face keeps flashing that she's got the knack. But you know, when you look into her eyes, all she's learned, she's had to memorize. And the only way you'll ever get her high is to let her do her thing and then watch you die. Sweet Lorraine, ah, sweet Lorraine. Now she's the one who gives us all those magical things. Reads the stories out of the I Ching. Then she passes out a whole new basket of rings that when you put on your hand makes you one of the angel band and gives you the power to be a man. But what it does for her you never quite understand. Sweet Lorraine, ah, sweet Lorraine. Well, you know that it's a shame and a pity you were raised up in the city and you never learned nothing about country ways. How about country ways?
Country Joe and the Fish from the LP Electric Music for the Mind and Body. I think I'm joining the band of angels that we're talking about tonight, as a matter of fact. It's going to be a good night, I can tell. 5 minutes past 12. Hello, it's nice to have you in the Perfume Garden tonight. And we will wander together and look at nice things through leafy bowers and stuff like this, and we find some interesting things together. Here are Canned Heat, and this is one of my favourite records at the moment, as you may have gathered. It's called Rolling and Tumbling.
Well, rolling and
you like that one as much as I do. There's a Canned Heat, which is a good name, and that's Rolling and Tumbling. And we've got lots of interesting things tonight, as a matter of fact, and some letters and postcards that people have sent us. While I get organized, here's David Blue, and this is called I'd Like to Know. I already do, I think. I'm finding out, anyway.
Here comes the man, Jelly Rolling, soon you may want to be going. Well, I don't mind if it's your time, it's your time. A daylight, it is upon you, kings and queens do surround you. Or will you go? I'd like to know. I'd like to know.
Garden. Play on words. What will he do next? Here's Jeff Beck and the B-side of Tallyman, and it is called Rock My Plimsoll.
Yeah.
Light cascading from his guitar. Do you see it? That's Jeff Beck. I'm called Rock My Plymouth Soul, you see. Jasper McAdam is one of the more beautiful people in Liverpool, and added a great number of beautiful people up there, and he wears a perfume garden badge, and he's had no effect with it so far. So if you see anybody wandering around Liverpool with a perfume garden badge, the chances are that it will be Jasper McAdam. And he writes me a nice letter about sparrows, and he asks me to play a record for him, which I shall very happily do. He wants to hear the Beatles, who doesn't, and George Harrison, and I want to tell you, the Jasper McAdam of Liverpool. That's George Harrison, and I want to tell you, and that, of course, is from Revolver, isn't it? Yes. When I was in California, I lived in a little wooden house, and it was in an orchard, and there were hills on three sides, and there was sunshine all the time during the day, sunshine. It was so beautiful. And while we were there, we had a little pup, just a little tiny poodle, the smallest one that had ever been born, as a matter of fact. It would have been worth thousands, you know, if you wanted to have it worth money and things. But it was worth much more than that, actually, because it was so small, and yet it really knew what was going on. Take my word for it. It was the most, you know, it was the most aware poodle dog of all time. And it just ran around behind me, and when I stopped, it would just fall, because it couldn't sit down, it just fall backwards and sit and look at me and squeak. And it was a lovely little thing, and it used to run around very, very quickly. And when it wanted to go in the other direction, it couldn't turn around. Just run very quickly and dig its front feet in and spin round on its own length and then come the other way. And it was a marvellous little dog, and it meant a lot to me. And so I'd like to play a record. It was, he never had a name. It's just called Pup. And so this is for Pup and for Teensy and the White Rabbit, because we love them.
I
Of the Onion, and that was called Little Cloud. A nice postcard, a very beautiful postcard from Deb Spurge, and it's painted, it's a painting of a wallflower actually, by somebody with a rather beautiful name of Maria Sibylla Merriam, which is a good name, I think. That's a nice painting of the butterflies and things crawling around all over it. Anyway, here's a record for Chris and Sue, who are nice people who live in Hertfordshire somewhere, and this is by the Pink Floyd, and it's from their LP, which is an LP that you should definitely have actually, and this is called Take Up Thy Stethoscope and Walk. Those are the Pink Floyd, and that's called Take Up Thy Stethoscope and Walk, from their LP Piper at the Gate's Dawn, which is a nice name for an LP. Now, Jasper McAdam also sent me a book that he found in the potting shed of his house, and it just says on the front, Magic Book, Foreign, and on the back, or in the middle, the instructions, which are rather beautiful, And obviously this comes from Japan or Hong Kong or somewhere, and it says, rub tenderly, must not to necessary a hard press, over the face with a piece of silver paper, wrapped cigarettes, and a picture appears gradually and distinctly. I like that very much. Very sort of nice way of putting it somehow. Anyway, here's a record that a tape that a lot of people have heard and have liked, and it's by Jeffrey Prowse, who's a friend of ours, one of the people who wanders each night in the perfumed garden. He's probably with us tonight somewhere. And this is his version of a thing, something he wrote, something he plays on the piano, called The Perfumed Garden Blues, or John Peel's Lament.
I was sitting at my radio, alone and feeling blue, when over the airwaves there came a sound so true. It's gonna be a sad, sad day when the perfume got in with it that way. I buy so soft. By the Jefferson airplane. Gonna be a sad, sad day when the fucking goddamn Wilson dies away.
Garden Blues, or John Peel's Lament. Another nice postcard comes from Verulamium. It's a 2nd century bronze statuette of Venus found lying on its side in the 3rd century cellar of Building 5, Insula 14, where together with several other broken bronze objects, it was destined to be melted down by the bondsmith. And all it says, unsigned, is bless you. Thank you, whoever sent it. That makes me feel nice. And somebody asked me to play a record by Tim Buckley. So this is for Anne Rayner. And it's called Song, Slowly, Song. And it's very beautiful. Listen.
With your beautiful hand and your 16 years, you kissed me as I lay still. I can see you never.
then I'll sleep forever.
Here's Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band, a sort of change type thing. This is called Sure Enough, and Yes I Do.
I was born in a desert, you want up some warning. Came upon a tornado, so loud in the sky. I'll be around all day with the moon sticking in my eye. Hey, all you dumb girls, wherever you're at, I got a brand new Cadillac, got a Ferrari. Ah!
exactly sure why, but Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band always made me think of witchcraft and strange dark woods full of moonlight and things. I don't know. Anyway, that was called Sure Enough, and Yes I Do, which I think is marvellous. And of course, obviously, it's taken from Rolling and Tumbling, but there you are. What difference does that make? Here's a voice from the very, very heart of love, from the very inside, the very core of it all, which is you and I think.
We stood in the windy city, the gypsy boy and I. We slept on the breeze in the midnight, with the raindrop and tears in our eyes. And who's going to be the one to say it was no good what we done? I dare a man to say I'm too young, for I'm going to try for the sun. We huddled in the derelict building, and when he thought I was asleep, he lay his poor coat round my shoulder and shivered there beside me in a heap. And who's going to be the one to say it was no good what we done? I dare a man to say I'm too young, for I'm going to try for the sun. We sang and cracked the sky with laughter, our breath turned to mist in the cold. Our years put together count to 30, but our eyes told the dawn that we were old. And who's going to be the one to say it was no good what we done? I dare a man to say I'm too young, for I'm going to try for the sun. Won't you look down for what's happening here below? I stand here singing to the flowers, so very few people really know. And who's going to be the one to say it was no good what we done? I dare a man to say I'm too young, or I'm going to try for the sun. We stood in the windy city, the gypsy boy and I. We slept on the breeze in the midnight, with the raindrop and tears in our eyes. And who's going to be the one to say it was no good what we done? I dare a man to say I'm too young, for I'm going to try for the sun.
And I bet you make it too. That's Donovan, of course, from the LP Fairy Tale, which is a very beautiful thing. And a postcard from Leo Spencer from Torquay, and he says he votes for Adrian Mitchell for Poet Laureate. I'm not getting as many votes for Poet Laureate as I would have hoped, but there you go. If you want to send in anyway, send a postcard, picture postcard preferably, and tell me who you think should be Poet Laureate, and that would be nice. He also says, keep dibblers off the sun. I don't know. I think dibblers are sufficiently, strong-minded to go to the sun by themselves if they feel like it, and perhaps we'll all be able to join them there one of these days. I hope so. Here's somebody who's very beautiful, too, in his own strange, hairy way. John Mayall, the Blues Breakers, and this is It Hurts Me Too. Thank you. hurts me too. John has a new LP coming out very shortly, actually, called Crusade, which is definitely going to be worth having because there's some very, very beautiful things on there. And about 2 weeks after that's released, he'll be releasing the one that he did all by himself. And I no longer have the tapes of that, is the reason I don't play it, because those were the only tapes in existence, the ones that he lent me, so he had to have them back, obviously. However, he's trying to get me copies of the tapes of Crusade sometime this week, so if we do get it, then you'll hear it first in the Perfumed Garden, and I know you're going to like it. It's time for our essential nocturnal rave, and this evening, these are Moby Grape and Hey Grandma. There are waves of stained glass colours foaming through the garden, round the garden. Here's Norma Tanaga, and this is called Waves. How obvious.
Waves that cover the land and wash the white morning mist. Reflect my thoughts, reflect my eyes, reflecting the fog of the sea's white waves. Waves that dance in the sand, call and sing. Resound my voice, resound my eyes, resounding the blue of the sky. Blue waves, waves as they roll turning green, sounding the helpless gray sand. Unbind my cries, unbind my eyes, unbinding the cool green of trees. Green waves, waves that cover the land and wash the white morning mist. Reflect my thoughts, reflect my eyes, reflecting the fog of the sea's white waves. Waves as they roll turning green, drowning in the helpless gray sand. That's Norma Tanaga and the delicate flecks of foam
touch the giant sunflowers. February sunshine, the time will undoubtedly come sooner or later when all of us who wander each night in the perfume garden can all sing together and so loudly that the sound of our voices will crack the very roof of heaven itself. And what shall we sing? We love you. What else? Thank you. as the Rolling Stones, of course, and everybody keeps saying who was at the recording session. I think, actually, if you stop and think about it, we all were, really, weren't we? I was, anyway. And I know you were, the people who were listening, and that's good.